Hello, everyone. Here we go again. Easy Natural English with Liam. How are you doing today? I hope you've had a good day. Have you been at work? Did you have a day off today? Have you been having fun? I wonder what you do on your day off. My day's off. I spend a lot of time studying, and I get in some exercise. Take care of things I need to do around the house, things like that. And sometimes, take a day trip or something, go see a different part of Tokyo or a different place just outside of Tokyo. It's good to do things like that sometimes, break our routine. Today's topic, what was I going to talk about? What is today's topic? Today's topic is jobs. Jobs, work. There's so many different kinds of jobs. So, I can't talk about all jobs, but I can talk about work in general. Finding a job as the first step, finding a job. Recruitment, recruit means to find a new worker. It can be used in the army too, to recruit a soldier, to get a new soldier. But we use that for work sometimes. If you're looking for a job in an English-speaking country, you'll see on the posters, recruiting now. It means they are looking for new workers. It can be hard to find a job. Depends on, depending on the country. Before coming to Japan, I was living in Spain. In Spain at the moment, there's a big problem with unemployment. Unemployment means, when people don't have a job. And in Spain at the moment, there's a lot of people who don't have a job. There's a lack of jobs. It's just not enough jobs. They've had some trouble with their economy, some trouble in the country. Now it's hard for a lot of people to find a job. I can't remember what the percentage is, exactly how many people are out of work, but I remember, it's pretty high. It's a big problem. You've probably seen it in the news, this problem in Spain. It was something when I was living there that I heard a lot of people talking about as well. It's quite a big problem. In the UK at the moment too, I think there's quite a problem with unemployment. The UK economy has been very unsteady for a long time. It's been up and down. There's lots of events happening now, the UK leaving the EU. And before that, there's been a lot of trouble. So, a lot of people having trouble finding a job. But I think, the process of finding a job is pretty similar in most countries. I've lived in 9 countries, and every time I've tried to find a job in each of those countries, it's been the same kind of process. First I need to make my CV, to make my resume, 2 words for that. So on your resume, you need to put your, start off with your contact information, your phone number, email address. Usually I would start with my work experience. I would tell the employer, that means the person looking for the workers. Workers would be employee. So the employer, the person looking at your CV, I'll tell them about my work experience. Usually I'll just put my relevant work experience. Relevant means important for that job, or relevant means important for that thing, in this case, job. So I'd put my relevant experience. So, at the moment I'm working as a teacher, and I've worked as a teacher a lot in the past. So when I apply for a teaching job, then I put all my teaching experience on there. I'll tell them how long I worked in that position, what kind of duties I did, what kind of role I played, tell them how I was teaching. And then usually put a referee, someone for them to contact on there. So they can call my old boss and say, hey, was Liam a good worker or a bad worker? And, I'd hope they would say that I was a good worker, that I was a good teacher. So I put my work experience, and then usually I'll follow with my education, and I'll just tell the employer that I have a bachelor's degree, which means, you know, a usual 3 or 4 year degree at a university. Many countries do 4 years. You know, America does 4 years, and a lot of Europe does 4 years to get that first certificate from university, your degree. But in the UK, it's only 3 years. And I think that's because we skip the kind of the messing around in the first year. In America, I know, you know, maybe in other countries too, but I know more about America's system. In America, in the first year, you can choose a big variety of topics that might not really be connected to your final subject. Whereas in the UK, you just have to dive straight into your main subject, and you have to, we say, hit the ground running, which means as soon as you start, boom, you're running, you know, as soon as you touch the ground. So hit the ground running. So that's what we do in the UK. So the whole thing is a bit faster. It takes just 3 years to get a degree. But some people might find that quite intense, quite strong, and maybe quite difficult to start like that. So, yeah, what was I talking about? CVs. So, yeah, I put my education on there. I say that I have a degree in ecology. Ecology is a kind of biology, you know, and biology is the science of life, study of animals and environment, and everything within that. And then, of course, I put on there my teaching certificate as well to say that I'm qualified to teach English. I have a qualification for that. Usually if I'm applying for a teaching job, I'll put some extra skills at the bottom, and I'll say that, you know, I have some language skills. I can speak Japanese and French at a reasonable level. You know, I think that's good to show if you're trying to apply for a job as a language teacher. So, you know, if you were applying, you know, applying means, you know, asking for a job. If you're applying for a job as, you know, something like an office job, then maybe in your extra skills you would put, you know, I can use Excel, Microsoft Word, blah, blah, blah. Maybe some other, yeah, kind of skills that will help you for that job. So, yeah, that's the first step for getting a job, making a CV. And then the next stage is going to be, you know, looking for the positions. So I usually use the internet for that. No matter what country I'm living in, I've always just used the internet to search for jobs. It's much easier than walking around the street looking for posters and things. And then I, you know, from the comfort of my home, I can just email my CV to a lot of employers. I find it very annoying when they don't accept CVs and when they make you fill out an online application, because it's the same information that's on a CV. But it just takes your time. You know, every time you open up a new website for that job, you have to write all your information again. My name, my telephone number, my email address, my work experience. Oh, and it just takes so long every time. You know, it's much easier if you can just write one CV, one resume, boom, just send it direct to everybody. It's much faster and saves a lot of time. But yeah, some companies, they want you to fill out their application form, but it's basically the same thing every time. Sometimes they ask you some extra questions, you know, like, why would you be good working for our company? But I think they can save those questions for the interview, you know, because if your CV doesn't have the experience that they need, or you don't have the education that they want, then they won't call you for the interview anyway. So they're just wasting your time asking you those questions at that point. So yeah, I much prefer when you can just send your CV to people. So yeah, I usually look online. Some people like to use, you know, kind of magazines. They have these kind of monthly magazines, or maybe newspapers that have a lot of advertisements, a lot of ads for jobs. But those usually, because they don't come out, you know, the internet is instant. You know, as soon as somebody puts their ad on the internet, boom, you can read it. So I prefer the internet. It's much faster. If you get those magazines, maybe they also put it on the internet, and maybe they've had many, many applications. You know, they've received many CVs. before you finally send yours when you read the magazine. So I think the internet is much more efficient. It's much faster, easier. And then if you're successful, you know, if they call you in, then, you know, if they like your CV or your application, then you have to go in for an interview. And that's the bit that's quite scary, isn't it? You know, when you have to talk about yourself a lot and they ask you questions like, what are your weaknesses? It's like a trick question. What are your weaknesses? You know, what are you not good at? You want me to say, I'm a terrible worker. I'm lazy. What can you really say to that question? You know, when you want to get a job, there's no good answer there. I hate those questions. Very difficult to answer. You have to try to somehow say that you're not good at something, but at the same time make them think that you'll be a good worker for them. So yeah, very, very hard. You know, and doing interviews in other languages adds more difficulty. In Japan, my job interviews have been in English because the job was teaching English. But in France, I worked in a bar, you know, so there's no relation to English there. So, well, I did use English with the tourists, with the customers that were tourists. But the main, you know, the job was in France using French. So I had to do job interview in French. So, yeah, that was pretty difficult, you know, because, of course, you're nervous when you do a job interview. So then trying to think in another language whilst you're nervous is adds a big challenge. But I got the job, yeah, and I worked in the bar in France. That was good fun. Yeah. So, yeah, if you do well in the interview, then you get the job. They hire you. They hire you. They give you the job and you're employed. That's basically it. That's the process of getting a job. And then that's the hardest part. You just have to do the job then. You know, there's a song by the Smiths, you know, the Smiths, a British band. And there's a very good line in one of the songs. And the singer says, I was looking for a job. And then I found a job. And heaven knows I'm miserable now. So he means, yeah, I was looking for a job. Finally, I found one. And now I'm miserable. Now I'm not happy. It's kind of funny because, yeah, sometimes we're so desperately looking for this job. We really, really want a job. And then we start the job. Maybe it's not very exciting. And then you think, oh, why did I do this? Yeah. And you feel regret. But, you know, we have to work. We need to earn money. And yeah, we have to go through that process of finding a job. So I hope you have a job that you like right now. You know, a good expression. If you find a job you like, you will never work a day in your life. You know, that means if you really like your job, it doesn't feel like work. That's how I feel teaching, actually. I really enjoy teaching English. So for me, it doesn't really feel like work. I enjoy seeing my students. I enjoy hearing about what they're up to, what they're doing. And I enjoy my job. So, yeah. I hope you have a job you enjoy. If not, you know, keep it up. Keep doing what you need to do. And yeah, maybe things will be better in your next job or in the future. So thanks for listening today, and I'll see you again next time.